But let's move on to some of the other things we wanted to discuss. What about those newly released Pentagon videos? What'd you think of those?
Well, they're rather remarkable and seem to show a degree of desperation. Now, the background to this is that there are many videos that should show very clearly what exactly hit the Pentagon. There's a video from that was taken. There was a security camera on the Citgo gas station that was across the street from the Pentagon. And the FBI swooped over there 5 minutes within the attack on the Pentagon, where you think they would be all upset about the attack, but no, they're making sure they get the video. So the guy said that he never got a chance to see exactly what was on the video and what it revealed because they took it. And other reporters have reported that a video was taken from the nearby hotel. It was probably the DoubleTree. Then there would be the video from the Virginia Transportation Department. Mm-hmm. And one guy who's put a lot of work into this has said there are actually over 80 videos that ought to be available. And we wonder, given the Freedom of Information Act, why can't we see any of these? And if they reveal what the government says, that is, that a Boeing 757 that would have the tail numbers of Flight 77 on it, why shouldn't they show this and put an end to all this conspiracy nonsense that it was something else, like a military plane or a missile that hit the Pentagon?
It's because they can't.
So finally, they issue this stuff in appeal to, ignoring the other Freedom of Information requests and respond to this one from Judicial Watch, ostensibly. Mm-hmm. And then put it out as showing that 757. And you even had people, even on Fox News, the guy, the reporter said, well, I didn't really see a Boeing there. I don't think this is going to put an end to the conspiracy theorist.
Well, no, because anything definitive, that's for sure.
With all that film, that somehow they couldn't find a few frames that would give us a clear image of a Boeing 757.
Well, I have a hunch a Boeing 757 would fly past before a few flames even got a chance to be exposed to it, because they're so close. We need something that's panned back away so that you can see a lot of frames, because we're looking like one frame.
That's right. A Pentagon video camera is not the best place. So to get one of these that would be from the distance. Mm-hmm. This is what people should be pressing. Why release those very obscure, unclear videos? Why don't you show us all of these? Now, if none of them show anything clearly, well, we'll see that, but why not release them? The official explanation for all this time was that it would endanger the Misawi trial.
Yeah.
But now the Misawi trial's over, release them.
We suspect, at least suspect, that the reason they're not releasing them is because they don't show what they want the videos to show.
Well, of course, and what other logical explanation could you come up with?
It's really kind of obvious.
And another thing, this goes back to the 9/11 Commission, one reason why people should not have confidence in it. It knew about these, and it had to know, and did not issue a subpoena to get them, and did not mention them in its report.
Yeah.
One of literally hundreds of things damaged to the official story that it fails to mention.
Yeah, there's only one reason to fail to mention them. There's only one reason that I can think of that you would not release them, at least not at this point, is because it doesn't show what they needed to show, and that's a 757. What happened to buildings? What happened to Flight 77 then if it didn't hit the Pentagon? Yeah, who knows?
And, you know, one thing actually that the film does show really counts very strongly against the official story. It shows that whatever hit the Pentagon was coming in there at literally ground level, just skimming along
just
the surface of the ground.
And supposedly piloted by somebody that couldn't even get certified to rent a Cessna.
That's right. And so there's so many things wrong with that picture. If he couldn't fly a Cessna safely, he surely couldn't fly a 757, and he surely couldn't do this extreme maneuver that allegedly the aircraft took, 270-degree downward spiral, and then comes in at ground level to, in order to strike
after clipping after clipping telephone poles.
Yeah,
it's like magic.
Yeah, and so that by itself would show people this could not have been Hani Hanjour at the controls. It also shows, I would say, that it could not be a 757 because pilots have said even the most expert pilot in the world could not fly a Boeing 757 along the ground at that level, at that speed, without causing an enormous amount of damage to the ground. And as the photographs show in the videos, there was no damage to the lawn in front of the Pentagon.
Are you aware of Dr. Olmsted?
I do know him, yes.
He got access to autopsy reports.
Yeah.
Remarkable what's missing from the autopsy reports are any Arabs. And what he got was a piece of paper. We don't know that that's really an autopsy report. All we know is it's a piece of paper. But it's conspicuously missing any Arab names, which I thought was sort of remarkable.
And going back to Occam's razor, you'll also, if you go on the internet and find the manifest released for all of these flights, you will not find any of the names of the hijackers, and in fact, you will not find any Arab names.
All right.
So,
and it's wonder why that is.
Duh. It's not that they snuck onto the plane. So the official story is they bought tickets like everybody else. Ergo, their names have to be on the flight manifest.
You would think they would have been in any other situation. So, yeah, the simplest explanation is they weren't on the planes.
Yeah, so let me wrap up. I think your time is about over here. Let me wrap up with just making this point that, as I've made the point in the New Pearl Harbor and in my other books, that the case here is a cumulative argument. You know, you might take one little piece of the argument against official story and say, oh, I can think of an alternative explanation to this. Take another little piece and think, oh, I can bat this down. But when you realize that there are literally dozens, we're in the hundreds, of problems in the official story, and all of these you would have to find some explanation and say, well, this was just a coincidence. In fact, I have a long section of this in the New Pearl Harbor that if you think, well, I don't accept conspiracy theories, you have to accept an incompetence and coincidence theory that is far more incredible than the unofficial conspiracy theory.
Certainly.
Because you have to believe that on 9/11 and 9/11 alone, the laws of physics were violated. Standard operating procedures were not followed, so that FAA controllers, who 100 times a year or more routinely notify the military within a minute or two of seeing some problem with an airplane, and that the military routinely intercepts these, again, over 100 times a year, and that on that day, everybody screwed up with all the flights, and that all 11 or 12 characteristics of controlled implosions occurred with three buildings within a few hours, even though no explosives were used, that Mayor Giuliani reported that he knew ahead of time that the towers were going to come down, even though no towers, no steel frame history, buildings in history had ever come down before. You see all of these coincidences. The cumulative case that 9/11 was an inside job, I would say, is just irrefutable.
I agree. And we've been speaking with Dr. David Ray Griffin. He's got a new book out in a few months, a new book called Christian Faith and the Truth Behind 9/11.
And I use that title, by the way, to emphasize that in this book, for the first time, I'm speaking as a Christian theologian about these matters and saying it's really the really time for the church to understand what's going on here, that this is an anti-Christian, imperial movement that 9/11 has been used as a pretext for. And if we're really going to get an anti-imperial movement going in this country, the churches are going to have to lead the way.
Amen to that. And that's why I and some others started up the Veterans for 9/11 Truth, is because we can't be impugned for being anti-American. We're patriots. And we believe, like Dr. David Ray Griffin does, that this fish stinks. So it's been a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Griffin, and hope you have a good rest of your Memorial Day.
Well, thank you, Alphonse. This was a good interview. I enjoyed it, and I'm very grateful that you and others have formed that organization. It's very important.
You should consider joining. It's open to any patriot, regardless of whether they're a veteran or not.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Bye.